The Average Network takes you now to Baghdad for the morning press briefing, starring L. Paul Jerry Bremer and Commanding General John Abazin.
Hello? Hi? Could somebody get the door, please? Thank you. I know it's a little noisy, so this is going to be a shorter briefing than usual. I'm your host, Major Nick Hammerhead Austerlitz.
Hi, Major.
Hi, Major.
Oh, Nick, you're all very sweet. Now, let's hear it for Jerry and General Johnny.
Oh. Hello, everybody. I'm Jerry.
I'm General Johnny, but I guess you could tell that from our suits. Whoa, watch out.
That was very close. Well, opening statements. I'm sure you've noticed that there are 5 new Krispy Kremes in Baghdad.
Well, actually, Jerry, they haven't. All these folks have been walled up in their hotels. What with all the minor disturbances?
Oh, forgive me, I know the feeling. Krispy Kreme, yes. Walmart will be opening 7 superstores at strategically located cities as soon as their private security company clears Homeland Security.
Well, there are some questions. Also, there's free lattes for the press at the Buck Stops on recently renamed George W. Bush Boulevard. We are experiencing some minor disturbances. Yeah, like that one. You fellas okay? Good. This is just a minor problem caused by a very few embittered ex-Baathists and anti-U.S. fanatics. There probably aren't more than a dozen or 100 in the whole country.
Yes, and we'll have it all straightened out any minute. Any questions? Yes, Clive.
Clive Tedlington Bewley Spoot of the London Tube. Have you had any luck negotiating with Muqtada el-Sadr?
Why, it's getting better. He personally refused to talk to me last night.
I think he resents that we're trying to kill him.
We'd never do that, Jerry.
No, of course not. That we're not trying to kill him.
Right. George?
George Rackleberry, Mississippi Mud Pie Clarion. How many troops are currently engaged against this here minor disturbance?
All of
them. No, not all of them.
Not all of them.
Only a few thousand of our troops are involved in this. The rest are busy handing out candy and nylons and cigarettes and being beloved. Rot?
Rot Serly, Twilight Zone Compendium. Picture, if you will, a major power unable to enforce its will. Are we going to cut and run?
I certainly
am. No, of course not. Nobody anywhere is going anyplace, and that's the American way, right? America's going to stand tall. Doc! And, win through to irretrievable victory against the barbarians. Joe?
Joe Stuhl of the Mossbauer Planet. Who are barbarians in your estimate?
People who shoot people who aren't us, I suppose.
Barbarians are people who commit barbaric acts. There are right ways to kill and wrong ways, and some people just don't do it right.
Like who?
Oh, just anybody.
Well, not just anybody, Jerry.
Most of the people I know, Johnny.
General Sylvester Clamp of WGGG Goshen. Sir, we can't travel the streets. We could 2 months ago. Is this situation breaking
down? No, it isn't. You there.
I am Dieter Fundisblick of the Dietelbach Arbeiterzeitung im Freipapierien von Volk. And I would like to know if your retreat from Baghdad will be like Hitler's retreat from the Crimea or Napoleon's from Moscow.
What are you, some kind of wiseacre?
The general means no, we won't retreat ever, very much.
I'm sorry, I've just been handed a note. My car is being firebombed again. Excuse me.
Ambassador Bremer, I'm Pillsbury Doughboy of the Treacly Standard. Everything's fine in Iraq, isn't it?
Oh, of course. If there were violence, it would be different, but everything's really quite all right. Oh, my goodness.
T
Today's Baghdad Briefing is number 9 in a series of Average Network short subjects written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and those old networkers. This is Pablo T-Flies reminding you that friends don't let friends drive celebrity impersonators. Go ahead, stay tuned. See what it gets you.